This is Fresh Air. On Friday, HBO premieres a documentary film called My Mom Jane. It marks the directorial debut of Law & Order SVU star Mariska Hargitay, who sets out in the film to learn about her mother, who died in a car accident when Mariska was 3. Her mother was Jane Mansfield, the famous movie star of the 1950s and 60s. Our TV critic David Bianculli says that My Mom Jane turns out to be much more intimate and full of genuine surprises than he expected.
At the very start of My Mom Jane, producer and director Mariska Hargitay lays out the basic facts as she knows them about her parents, siblings, and early childhood. She has only the vaguest memories of her mother, Jane Mansfield, the sex symbol star of such films as The Girl Can't Help It and Will Success Spoil Rock Hunter? Jane Mansfield died in 1967 in a car crash at age 34, when Mariska, one of her mother's 5 children, was only 3. She was raised by her father, who also was a celebrity of the 1950s. He was Mickey Hargitay, a former Mr. Universe. And, to young Mariska, he was the only parent she ever really knew.
My dad, who was my rock, died in 2006. And there were so many questions that I never asked them. I've also never really talked to my siblings much about their experiences. But I want to understand her now, because it's a part of my life and a part of me that's always felt locked away.
One method Mariska Hargitay uses to unlock her family secrets is to do the research she had previously avoided. She reads celebrity tell-all biographies and magazine articles, and collects as many of the existing TV and movie appearances and recorded interviews as she could. Mariska's mother was raised in Texas, played classical piano and violin, and spoke several languages. She married young and persuaded her then-husband to move with her to Los Angeles to pursue her dream of a career in show business. He didn't last long, and neither did their marriage. But Jane Mansfield persisted and explained in an early interview how her plans for being a serious actress were affected by the way some people responded to her looks and especially to her very curvy figure.
I did a soliloquy from Joan of Arc for Milton Lewis, who was the head of casting at Paramount Studios, in order to audition. And he just seemed to think that I was wasting my, as he said, obvious talents. And he lightened my hair and tightened my dresses and listened to the results.
In 1955, when she was only 22 years old, Jane Mansfield became a Broadway sensation as the scene-stealing co-star of the comedy Will Success Spoil Rock Hunter? Movie roles followed quickly. First as the sexy star of the early rock and roll film The Girl Can't Help It, which also featured Little Richard and Fats Domino, then in the movie version of Will Success Spoil Rock Hunter. Also in that film was Groucho Marx, who later welcomed Jane Mansfield to his TV show Tell It to Groucho. By that time, she was trying to shake her sex symbol image, but as a clip from Groucho's show illustrates, even her strongest supporters couldn't resist perpetuating it.
Actually, and I've told this to other people, you're not the dumb blonde that you pretend to be. And I think the people ought to know that you're really a bright, sentimental, and understanding person. And this is a whole facade of yours that isn't based on what you actually are.
Oh, that's sweet of you.
Well,
thank you so much.
I think you're aware of that, Jane. This is a kind of an act you do, isn't it?
Oh, it's,
Most people don't know that, though.
I think that it's like this. The public pays money, the box office, to see me a certain way, and...
And they get their money's worth, too.
So I think it's just all part of the role I'm playing as an actress.
My Mom Jane is equally thorough about looking into Mickey Hargitay's past and how he and Jane Mansfield met and fell in love. But after delving deeply into the public record of films, TV clips, and vintage interviews, Mariska takes an even deeper dive into the private record. She interviews her brothers and sisters, who share detailed memories with her for the first time, and who are invaluable contributors as both sources and on-camera supporting characters. Mariska also examines the vast contents of a family storage locker that had remained unopened since 1969. And, like the determined detective she's played on Law & Order SVU since 1999, Mariska follows the clues wherever they lead. Those clues include faces cut out of family photographs and stories about that fatal car crash, which, it turns out, was survived by the children in the car, including young Mariska. By the end of this documentary, the information she's uncovered upends and rewrites much of what Mariska Hargitay knew about her parents and herself. The first half of My Mom, Jane is a somewhat standard, well-done biography, but the second half shifts into a wild, emotional mystery story. Eventually, there's a lot of hugging and a lot of closure, and every bit of it is arrived at honestly. As a first-time documentary filmmaker, Mariska Hargitay has done something special here. But as a daughter telling the unvarnished truth about her parents, she's done something even more impressive.
David Bianculli is a professor of television studies at Rowan University. He reviewed the documentary My Mom, Jane, which premieres on HBO this Friday.
President said, and I agree, that we must balance our economy. There are problems that we all must face, and luxuries are out of place. JFK, you're right. I'm joining in the fight. I don't want expensive treasures. I prefer the simple pleasures, like a Longfellow poem, a Cadillac brougham, a villa in Rome or in Spain. I'm just plain Jane.
Oh, Jane, you're just too marvelous.
I've no eyes for
my... Tomorrow on Fresh Air, Pulitzer Prize-winning fashion critic Robin Givhan joins us to discuss her new book, Make It Ours, Crashing the Gates of Culture with Virgil Abloh. She traces the late designer's unconventional path to luxury fashion, how he challenged tradition and opened once-closed doors, and why she believes he may be one of the last of his kind. I hope you can join us. With Terry Gross, I'm Tanya Mosley.